Not only is Clarendon's history the greatest contemporary history written by somebody involved in the actions which it describes, it's also a great literary work inspired by some of the greatest literary figures of the 17th century, Johnson, of course, but also many other people, including the translators of Davila's great history of the civil wars of France, which was a major influence on Clarendon, the Roman historians, Thucydides as well, the Greek historian Thucydides. It's also, I think, a great read. I think there are passages of tremendous excitement within it. The accounts, for example, of Clarendon's activities in 1642 when he is trying to support the king by writing polemic on his behalf, these declarations and propagandist accounts of what the king is trying to do while remaining in Westminster and trying to avoid giving his opponents any grounds for arresting him, and his sudden flight to the king's court gives a powerful sense of what it was like to be within those events and acting in those circumstances at the time. The descriptions of his colleagues, the mercurial, very clever but slightly harebrained Lord Digby, who became Secretary of State and to Clarendon was a very inspired figure but somebody very difficult to work with, of Falkland, a luminous figure who inspired Clarendon hugely but was a hopelessly impractical politician who believed that it was improper to use spies, despite being in a position which made it impossible to fight a war without doing that. Charles I himself, who he finds an immensely attractive figure in many ways. He calls him the greatest friend, the greatest husband, the greatest father, but manages to imply, without saying so directly, that he was a disastrous politician. And the famous passage on Cromwell, in which he simultaneously praises his ability and his political ability, which I think Clarendon found a matter of great admiration, but disliked his politics intensely. And I think one of the most attractive and interesting things about it to a historian is the way in which he sensitively and accurately describes debate and argument, often giving both sides of a question, balancing very carefully the arguments on both sides for decisions such as the one which turned out in the end to be a mistake to besiege Gloucester, which got the Royalist armies stuck for too long in an eventually untenable position. And I think that sense of a constant debate and argument within a group of politicians gives some sense and feeling of what it was like to be there, what it was like to have to take those very, very difficult and very, very important decisions. Clarendon is a great describer of decision-taking and the process of politics. And for me, that's often what is most interesting and attractive about his writing.